Welcome to Aberdeen! Everyone, Sports Page Show, come out by Matthew Corbin, Thunderdome. I am Todd Diggs.
At a baby Tony.
Boom! That man right there, Bubba Gumpino, he's a Canadian station, he's a beard wonder. Why?
Today, Tony.
Thank you, Cyber Saber.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
A lot.
Yeah, you're telling me. Yeah. Lot is going on. Otter, how are we?
Tony, we got draft coming up. The Lakers won last night. I mean, what's not going on?
Good question. Let's start with the draft. How'd you guys do last night, Gamma?
You know what? I think I should stick to my not give out player props because I've given out two player props this postseason. Both of them have not come close.
You're either a player prop guy or you're not.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not. Just not. The Lakers won, covered in overtime. LeBron did his thing. He finally turned it on in the second half. AD didn't really kind of let me down a little bit, but the Lakers won, covered, so I don't care.
Yeah, I had a not winning night on the diamond, but that boost hit that was plus 300, so it covered everything.
Very nice.
I mean, the Bucks, Jimmy Butler is a fucking man.
Dude, yeah, what a dog.
That was like all-time performance, yeah. Dude. All-time.
One of my best live bets that I should have tweeted out, but I mean, there was no
point. Yeah, it doesn't count, so don't even talk about it.
Doesn't count,
yeah,
dude.
Giannis did squeak over the 25-plus at minus 190, but...
Dang, Mitt, what was your live bet?
I actually did bet Miami Heat money line watching Jimmy Butler. They were down like 12, I think, and it was plus 400.
Doesn't
something.
Count. You didn't tweet up.
I mean, count. I'm just gonna brag to myself because I'm happy about it. I did give out a winner with the Lakers, but it was absolutely fucking awesome to watch Jimmy Buckets do his thing last night. I didn't think that was gonna fucking happen. Once it started going down, I was like, holy shit! I've seen this too many times in the playoffs. I don't know what it is, but right now, it's just Jimmy Butler's time. I don't know if it's the stars align thing.
Well, Jimmy always plays well.
Who do the Heat play if they win? Is it the C's?
KD. Yeah. Don't you wish you came to the Knicks? They play the Knicks.
Yeah, they play.
It's a parade inside my city. Yeah.
Also, you didn't defend yourself at all when Connor said that. That Boston was the only team that had two teams still playing.
Wow. I mean, there's time and a place.
It was the end of the show.
Yeah.
I think I was Lindy, the only one that noticed. I was probably the only one that noticed.
Lindy Ruff's got the Raiders in his fucking eating up for lunch.
It is the thing where, like, I think the Knicks either, like, went 3-1 or, like, swept the Bucks this year in the regular season, so there's that angle. But you have to much prefer the 8-seed Heat over the Giannis Bucks in the next round. I was saying earlier, right? So 8 seeds beating the 1 seeds happened 5 times. They're 1-4 in the following round. If the Heat can you know, finish them off. The only team to win the following round was the 1998 Knicks, Patrick Ewing.
Oh, nice. That was fun.
Yeah, they lost in the finals.
Yeah.
Where are those brick Ewing shoes?
Oh, those are...
Dude, those are...
Those are covered in dust right under the tiny logo Yankee hat.
No!
Oh, no. Nice little night in the NHL. Nick, we didn't know this, but the Game 4 scenario, Devils-Rangers playoff, was already predicted and already a thing in Seinfeld when David Putty went and... The Devils won that game, so that one was written in the stars last night.
Yeah, I think that Dave's first loss at the Garden, so that's a bummer.
Well,
Gumpy, you were right about it going to 7, just with the opposite of the home effect.
Yeah, it's I don't know. There's some boys on the Rangers. I think that's the hard thing when you pick up guys like Kane and Tarasenko at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Like, I think some guys who were there who thought it was their team. I don't know. Just, you need somebody to step up for the Rangers who's been there before. It will go 7, I think.
That third period was very disheartening. Kane had a horrible turnover on a 3-on-2. They had 2 shots after the Devils went ahead. Sad times. And then I hammered the boat.
It was a Lindy Ruff master.
Oh, yeah, we did. We'll talk about that when Nicky Skates comes on. Let's lead off with the draft because it is draft week. We're Tuesday here of draft week. We got 2 days to go till draft night and the draft spectacular. A lot of draft specials out there. A lot of movement today. Bryce Young was 2,500, minus 2,500 yesterday. It's 1,400 today. Because of some Will Levis movement, whether that's because of a Reddit thing or whatever it may be, I reached out to a book. They said there was some respected money coming on Levis, coming in on Levis to go number one. But I think that's
fucking way, man.
I just think that's people probably taking advantage of a good price potentially.
Yeah, I was also trying to think if there's like a slight arbitrage opportunity if you just bet weighted on the plus money, because he's basically plus money everywhere but correct. Second.
The way that numbers bounced around.
No, he's plus money second, too.
Yeah, now.
The way that numbers bounced around this morning, they got no clue.
Yeah, now, somebody could be sitting there with Will Levis 14-1 to go 1-5.
Yeah, for sure. Like, if they would have every different
yeah.
way.
that would be awesome.
He's plus 175 to go 2 now. Okay, so you can get him plus money there. You could have always gotten plus money there, except for yesterday. Tyree Wilson now has moved up to plus 250 to go number 2, and Will Anderson dropped to plus 320. That happened in the last half hour.
That might have been Triggs.
That was Triggs.
Yeah, that might have been Triggs.
That could have been Triggs' movement.
That was Triggs. Yeah, yeah. He literally said Tyree Wilson.
And that's how, well, it yeah. wasn't just him. Lombo was on right before him and said Tyree Wilson.
Yeah, yeah.
Tyree Wilson.
So that was us.
So, yeah, that's
good. The Tyree Wilson plus day.
And that's how this is working right now. Nobody fucking knows. And if you talk about it, like, as far as drafts go, this one, more than others, too, nobody fucking knows. But I have put in some picks today just to stay updated. This is what we're working with.
Is there not a thing to pick a guy like I would like to take Will Levis not to be taken in the top 5?
Take his...
There's none right now, no. But he probably does have an over-under.
Take his over on over-under. It's probably, honestly, it's probably 3.5.
Let me see if I can find it.
I'm searching right now, too.
Player draft. It's under the player draft position tab. He actually does not have a...
Yeah, I don't. I only see... There's no quarterbacks on there.
No.
Hmm.
No, that's weird. There's none of that on there. So
you can't tell. I know everyone's saying, like, Colts love Will Levis. There's no way you can pass on Stroud at 4.
Okay, everybody is saying that everybody loves Will Levis.
Maybe they don't go quarterback.
Maybe
the Colts don't like a quarterback enough to take one at 4.
I don't think that's going to be possible with Jim Irsay as the owner, but...
There was like a think piece in The Athletic about the idea of waiting for Caleb Williams and how transcendent he might be.
People were saying wait for CJ Stroud last year, though.
True.
Like
I am a big Caleb is the one guy, so I'm not gonna argue.
Yeah, Patrick.
I would trade everything you can.
Yeah, yeah. They were saying he's a more refined Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, that's
how's not that
fucking
work?
True.
Well, it's because they play similarly, and he's had the better Caleb, results.
The way Caleb college. Williams moves and what he's done in college, like,
yeah, he's unbelievable.
Mahomes wasn't doing that in college.
Yeah, Mahomes also had Cliff Kingsbury as his head coach, and he actually got fucking fired that year that he went to the draft. So
man, you don't take this personally when we talk about stuff.
No, I know.
You don't need to bury Cliff. That.
Hey.
I'm not burying Cliff. I'm saying in the opportunity, Cliff got fired when he had Patrick Mahomes.
So whose fault is that, Cliff or Patrick Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes has won a Super Bowl.
I'm just saying, whose fault is it?
I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying
Caleb Williams will have Cliff as his coach this year.
I think you can say what you want about Cliff as a head coach, but I think he's a good offensive mind.
Picks I have in right now, over 1.5 running backs. Got it at 350. I think it's down to minus 140. It's probably it sounds like it's probably still a decent bet. But we'll see. Over 2.5 tight ends drafted is plus money still.
Who's the third?
Huh?
Who would be your third?
It's going to be Kincaid and Mayer, probably 1-2. And then it'll be Laporta or Darnell Washington, potentially. I have Jalen Carter now to be a top 5 pick plus 380. Something to think about, maybe.
Yeah,
I
don't.
So this is where the Seahawks, like, I feel like the Seahawks either Jalen Carter or Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, there's a lot of Anthony Richardson at 5. That's an interesting one. I've taken Will Anderson 3 times now to be the first defensive player drafted. I'm getting slightly concerned about that.
Yeah, I also have some buyer's remorse.
Might as well throw it again.
Dalton Kincaid, under 24.5.
No.
I don't know why I did that.
I think I told you after, yesterday you could have got him at plus money to be the first tight end taken, which yes, that feels like it's better.
Still plus money. Yeah, but I don't know. They could both go.
After this, after what we heard from Schrags and what we're hearing from all these GMs saying that there are not a lot of first round graded players, I could see people reaching on a Dalton Kincaid, somebody that had fucking 12 catches against USC.
The Packers need him at 14.
There you go. I also have there's popular draft combinations where I took Jackson Smith and Jigba, Will Anderson and Paris Johnson to be first drafted at their positions. But then I also took Jackson Smith and Jigba, Will Anderson and Peter Skoronski to be first drafted at their positions. That's plus 350 and plus 700. So, you know, I do have a lot riding on Will Anderson to be the first defensive player, pretty much.
Yeah.
Under 3.5 wide receivers taken the first round I have.
That's looking better by the minute.
And that's all I have pretty much right now. The under 3.5 was minus 125.
Yep. I'm buying smoke a bit at 2 and 3. I'm gonna play Tyree Wilson at plus 250. And then back it up with Paris Johnson right behind him at plus 350.
Because Kyler said so.
Yeah, and it's kind of like when you're at the horse track, you're out of Belmont or Saratoga, and you love 2 4-to-1s, and you take them both, like, and you're like, hey, fuck it.
I like it.
Let's have some fun. Like
Gumpy, you been looking at anything yet?
I really think Levis is not going to go high. I don't believe that for whatever reason. Obviously, the over on the running backs.
I think that's minus 150 now.
Yeah, that thing's dead, dude.
Dude,
Mr. Irrelevant to be a quarterback after what Brock Purdy did feels like the move at plus 550.
I don't hate that.
Really? But does Brock Purdy make the Hainers and such
go earlier?
Go earlier.
That could be it too. I haven't dove into team draft specials yet, like position of player drafted.
Stetson Bennett to not be drafted is even money.
Yeah, he's way down there. I know.
Stetson Bennett to be Mr. Irrelevant just sounds like it should happen.
Like Steelers corners even money and offensive linemen's plus 135.
Dude,
I think they go online, but they could go corner too. I don't know. We'll dive into a little bit more of those yesterday.
What's the Giants action there?
The Giants have plus 125 corner, plus 150 wide receiver.
Okay, so I've been saying this. I have been saying Will Anderson at 2, and that's really been my only big one. But Will Levis to go 7th overall, for him to drop to 7 overall, and basically the Raiders pick, but somebody might come in and take it. The Raiders also could take a quarterback very easily. That's plus 1,400, actually. I don't hate it. I would love a sprinkle on that one.
I don't hate it.
Because, I mean, if it's not...
What do the Cardinals do if nobody trades up?
A lot of people.
Paris Johnson. He's been playing Call of Duty since he was a redshirt freshman at Ohio State.
Could be.
There's no way.
Could be Jalen Carter.
You guys. You guys know how deep I dug to find that Paris Johnson plays Call of Duty.
I don't care. We already tried to do this.
What's going on out there?
It's chaos in the streets, man.
What do we want? More money. When do we want it? Now.
No, I don't buy any of the Kyler smoke. I mean, if you have a new GM, a new head coach, why are they going to listen to the quarterback that's not even going to play for the first 6 games?
We already tried that one. Didn't work.
Okay.
I think it's time.
Remember Hollywood Brown was the final piece last year?
He was.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Cardinals might be the worst team in football.
Well, yeah, they don't have a quarterback for the first at least half of the year. So, and if they're out of it then, are they even going to play?
If they start like shit, what's Kyler going to rush back for? Get a worse draft pick?
All right.
But then there comes, this is where it gets interesting. If Arizona's the worst team in football.
Oh, you think they take Caleb and move Kyler? That contract? No one's picking that up. Mm-mm.
Then you have a bidding war for Caleb, which is even better.
Yeah.
I think Bidwell.
What's the most ones you can trade?
I think you can trade. There's a certain amount of picks you can trade.
10, maybe 11, 12, 14, 20.
Give them all.
What? You can trade 10 picks in Madden.
Take them all.
That's probably it then.
I'm being dead serious.
I think you can only trade 4 first at a time, I think.
All right. We'll talk more about the draft as we go on during the week. Let's go to baseball. Nice little baseball slate. Tuesday's always a good baseball slate. We start in Cleveland. Ryan Feltner goes against Peyton Battenfield. We got fucked by the Guardians yesterday.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Homer Pyle recovered out of pitch.
That was the shocking result of the day.
It was.
That was an absolute boat race.
Yeah. I got nothing here.
Yeah, I'm out.
I wanted the Guardians, but it was too heavy of a price a little bit. Kluber goes against Bradish. Thought about taking Bradish. Maybe we stop calling pitchers their day. Sale day was not a thing yesterday.
I mean, it was for a bit.
Yeah.
He had like one swing and miss on a pitch yesterday. It was pretty good.
Pretty good. I'm out on this one.
Yeah, Kluber's been absolutely dog shit. I'm out.
Gumpy said it. I am on the Orioles.
Okay. I almost went Bradish too, but I didn't. Syndergaard is in the Berg against Johan Oviedo. In the red hot Pittsburgh Pirates. I am worried that a couple days off, so we'll see what happens
here. No, you guys called up Maggie?
Fucking 33-year-old.
Yeah, the clubhouse is buzzing.
Clubhouse is buzzing. And Brian Reynolds just got paid today.
So. Yeah, bro. The club, the vibe.
Brand new Buccos.
The vibe. And, dude, when we were in Pittsburgh, you could feel it.
Oh, yeah.
You could feel the Bucco buzz fever. In the Bucco air.
Fever, okay.
Bucko fever. Bucko buzz is alliteration, but we will stick to fever.
That's what it is, okay? I'm from there.
Yep.
They are dogs. I couldn't do it, though.
No, thanks. I'm out on this one.
Yeah, that's a nice short price on the dogs. Oh,
whoa. Houston's in Tampa still. That was my bad yesterday, okay? That was my bad yesterday. I'm not going to do it again. I'm going to lay a half with Rasmussen, first five.
What's the full game on this one? 190? Jesus Christ. Yeah,
that's why I had to lay a half.
First. Yeah, I'm not laying a half. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
Barehanded catches, undefeated at home.
Yeah.
Crikey, man.
It's
crikey, mate.
Logan Gilbert is going against Bailey Falter, and I wanted to ride with Logie, but the Seattle just can't fucking hit right now.
No.
So I'll staying away.
I'll do it one more time. Give me the M's plus a half, first five.
Okay. Clevinger goes against Berrios. You one of those pitchers?
Yeah, I want Clevinger.
Okay.
First five plus a half.
Take him.
Hold the phone.
What?
First five plus one and a half with Clevinger.
What?
Really?
Christ on a cracker.
Against Berrios?
No way. Am I seeing things?
Hold on, let me look.
Nope, it's real life. And you're only laying a cool minus 140.
Seems like this is early.
I took a full game plus one and a half.
Don't know with the Sox that they're first five plus one and a half.
They've lost like nine straight.
Clevinger's got like a 3 ERA. Berrios got like a 7.
Yeah, and something's got to give. But I'm on the full game run line. It might be because I have Bambino bets on push notifications.
Like that. I skipped Marty Perez and Luke Weaver. I got nothing in that one. That's Texas at Cincy.
Oh, give me the Rangers first five money line.
They win yesterday, yeah?
Didn't they get walked off?
Then give me the Rangers.
They won first five, then I think they lost the game.
You want to take Josiah Gray blind? Huh? Do you, Bruce?
No.
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 Here's a Gumpy.
If his name ain't Sonny, I'm not doing gray.
Here's a Gumpy special. It's a no-name Brian Honig goes against old Chucky ballgame in the Atlanta Braves.
I mean, I can't be laying this.
Okay.
These fucking lines are absurd, dude. Just started the goddamn season.
Spencer Turnbull, who has stunk, goes against Eric Lauer, who hasn't been much better, but it's minus 170, but it is what it is. I'm taking Brewers full game minus 170.
Yeah, it didn't work out yesterday. Let's hope it does today.
Yeah, we'll bounce back today.
Give me Brewers first five money line.
Oh, Nestor goes against old Brucey and Joey Ryan in Minnesota. Minnesota got him yesterday. I don't like a side here because Nestor's really good as well. I took the under the low total of 3.5 first five.
Ooh.
low total.
Yeah, I'm out on this one.
Yeah, so Joe Ryan embarrassed me last time on this program. He went into the Bronx and pitched, I think, 7 shutout innings when I said with a name like Joe Ryan,
yeah,
you go to the Bronx, you get shelled. But I'm going to run back. Give me the Yankees first 5.5.
Yeah, I wouldn't respect you if you didn't do it. I don't understand this line, okay? Blake Snell is stunk. Justin Steele's been good. Give me the Cubs first 5. Money line -115.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. If
whoa.
Yeah.
Fucking
I concur.
Team swing.
Team swing.
Fucking team swing or what?
Yep.
Team swing. Speaking of games,
I don't bet totals, but the wind's blowing in.
Okay. I love that. Mason Miller goes against Griffin Canning. I'm good.
Yeah. Who?
What?
Jesus.
Who?
Royals, Brady Singer goes against Ryan Nelson. Ryan Nelson has impressed me. I'll take the D-backs first 5 -130.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are these guys?
Come on, it's Ryan Nelson. He's been good.
Christ, I feel like I just woke up from a coma looking at these pitchers.
Speaking of who are these fucking guys, give me fucking Johnny Brebbia against Jake Woodford. That's the Giants' first 5 money line, -114. Brebbia is a guy that's going to give you one inning, so it looks like it's an opener game for the Giants. I didn't know we were doing opener games with the Giants. But we'll try it out.
Yeah, I'm on the Giants again. Worked out last night. Run it back.
Okay.
Why are the Giants favorite on the money line, but then you're getting +1.5, -180?
I don't know.
First 5? You're talking
full game.
Probably because of the opener status.
Fair play. And Woodford is a delicious whiskey.
Well said. It's almost horse season, isn't it?
Nay.
Nay, it's not? Or
No, it totally is, yeah. I got to dive into that. I've not been watching the Kentucky Derby qualifiers.
After the draft.
Yeah. Yeah. It is awesome to just binge watch them.
The Kentucky Derby qualifiers.
Yeah.
I love fucking Brucey's fucking horse picks.
Thanks.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Huh.
What are these NBA lines? I hadn't even looked at
the Yeah, so, we're laying. Right.
You beat me.
Oh, holy fuck.
Three games tonight.
Yeah, give me an 8-point teaser.
Three double digit favorites.
Five.
What if we just parlayed the favorites, all of them, get to -196?
Yeah, fuck off.
Okay, see, Tony, what I was thinking about doing was parlaying all the favorites and then also adding in same game parlay plussing all the dogs with the points middle fucking game.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, that's not the worst idea I've ever fucking
because
heard.
I'm gonna
I don't hate it.
I'm looking at a bunch of 10-point spreads, 10, 12-point spreads on teams that I know are fighting for their fucking lives, and it's still the
end. We got NBA. Okay, so you take all the favorites on the money line, and you take all the dogs on the spread, it's +1,700.
Yep.
You know what?
That's my bet.
I'll go to the loony bin with you.
Let's go. We're strapping it in the loony bin, and we're rooting for just a bunch of middles tonight. This is going to be hilarious.
Let's do it, Mitt.
I have a loony bin twerk.
Okay.
What if we do all the money line favorites today and every dog at the spread tomorrow?
Now,
see, like, my brain right now.
Tomorrow? What are we doing?
Yeah.
I mean, the Knicks are a dog tomorrow. In the prop market, though, I do like Marcus Smart over his points plus rebounds plus assists. Okay.
I've retired from prop betting.
I like that.
Okay. Ooh.
Would you say, Bruce, would you say Mitt is warm at prop betting, or would you say?
I say frio. Ladies and gentlemen, Senor Skates.
You sounded like
thank you, Bruce.
That was the strip club DJ.
Ladies
and gentlemen,
that was the improv club back here.
That was delivered
on the spot.
That was delivered well.
How we doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, better now that you're here.
Thanks, Bruce.
What the fuck happened to the boats last night?
I'll tell you what. The Leafs are a wagon.
Go ahead. Talk about your team.
Who?
Both of you.
Not only
have at it, boys.
Not only are they Canada's team, okay?
No, they're not. Never have been.
But they're also America's team too, because
fuck,
they
get
have
the fuck out of here.
They have fucking yeah. Captain America fucking just dominate.
You fit right in as a Maple Leafs mark. Fit right in. Good thing we got fucking the Red Wings, Foxy's dog shit coach. Fucking the goalie for the lead or for the Lightning took him to 2 Stanley Cups, and he's outing him on national television about what he does wrong.
It's, oh, I mean, no. Oh,
it's
no.
Great
hey,
stuff.
See it.
Guy's working for Sportsnet for
Ooh, fucking Stan Bowman?
The fucking joke.
Are we talking about Stan Bowman?
No, we're talking about Dickhead Lalonde.
The only
he does,
way
he does look like an actual penis on television,
dude. I was sending. I've been sending shots to this guy. I was like, "Who is this?" I didn't even know that doofus was the Red Wings coach till this morning.
You gotta love a good old penis head.
The only way we make things right in this universe is
with. He looks a lot like Gru from.
He does.
Can we zoom?
He does
zoom. So I
yeah, can see you know what Gru is from Despicable Me. Yeah, he looks a lot like Gru. And Gumpy has not been pleased that Mr. Lalonde had been on his television.
I mean, you can't, I mean, it is wild times out here, man. Fucking Sportsnet. Every fucking sports channel is all about Toronto. You can't get away from can't even throw on Sportsnet and end the night because they just talk about the Leafs for 45 fucking minutes.
Why don't you turn on SVP at the end of the night? You won't get any fucking
hockey. I don't got ESPN out here, dog.
Well, get your ass back here.
Yeah.
All right. Tonight's a nice little slate, huh?
It is. Three games. And I got 3 picks for you.
Beautiful
game. Let's go.
Let's start down in Carolina.
You already know what I need to know.
Yeah.
And I'm counting on you
to give us the factual information. Let me talk to you about fucking 20,000 screaming Caniacs.
Brother.
And are they going to fucking close it out. Let me see who's ringing the horn.
I have faith in the Caniacs. I think they will. I don't know what else the Islanders have left to give. I'm taking the Caniacs at home, but I could really use a nice pickup, a good endorphins boost. I need some good mojo on who's sounding the siren down there tonight.
It's got to be Elko again.
I'm not seeing any news yet on who's sounding the siren.
Maybe they're keeping it close to the vest and they just have not released it yet.
All 20,000 of them.
They did put out
Frank Reich.
They did put out a schedule. Okay.
Yeah.
Lots open at 4:00. The South Plaza party starts at 4:30. The doors open at 5:30. The showtime, okay, with a star next to it, starts at 6:30. 7 p.m. puck drop. So fucking
6:45. Frank Reich sounding the horn.
Could be Frank.
Who is it?
Could be Frank.
Is it Frank Reich?
That would be something.
That would be something. Not quite Dave's.
Now, granted, Frank's in Charlotte and the Caniacs are in Raleigh.
Yeah, well.
Raleigh.
That's
Raleigh?
Raleigh. That is pretty far, if I remember correctly.
But, I mean, they've also had a, well, I guess Durham and Raleigh, and they've had a NC State player, a Duke player, and a North Carolina player this series already.
Yeah, you would feel like that would make sense.
Michael Jordan.
What if Brian Burns?
I can't believe they have not.
Brian Burns would be fucking awesome.
Announced.
I know.
Yeah. It's got to be Mike Tomlin.
Shut up.
They might run it back with Carr.
That's fine. Okay.
Gumps. Yeah.
Get moved.
What?
What's your problem? He has no connection to there.
Should do it. Let it fucking Bryce Young do
They
it.
Should
Let
bring him in before the draft. That would be an awesome.
That would be sick.
What if, though, series. Oh. Wait till next series when Bryce Young is fucking ringing the horn.
Maybe he does it tonight.
Yeah, maybe it's the Mayo Man.
Maybe it's Sir Purr.
Either way, Hurricanes. It could be Sir Purr. Hurricanes are -1.
Either way, I'm taking the Canes. I really wish we would have found out who was doing that. I can't believe they have not released it. Keep an eye on that, people. Keep an eye on that.
Doesn't matter. This series is dead.
Give me the Caniacs and the over 5.5.
Over.
Same game. Parlay +230.
As this?
Ooh.
3 straight overs.
Okay.
Of 5.5 if hit. I don't know if the over's been 5.5. You get it.
The Wild travel back down. Texas hockey.
Texas hockey.
Gumps is nervous. He won't admit it, but he is nervous. The Wild are not going back to Fleury. They're sticking with Gustafsson, which is the right decision. Oh, he's been the better goaltender in this series and for most of the season, for that matter. But I will stick with Gumps in Texas hockey. I will take them on the money line tonight. I think they can take the lead in the series 3-2. Gumps, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, Otter's in his bag right now.
He was standing on his head last game.
Yeah, he's found his groove. We got this one. No need to worry, boys.
Hell yeah.
Is, what's her name behind the bench again? Or
I think she just followed Bones to Winnipeg.
Yeah, that's actually. Lad, good luck tonight.
Good luck, lad.
I'm glad Nick didn't try to spoil it with.
That was, yeah.
Were we right or were we right?
What the coin was right.
You're wrong. It was wrong.
Edmonton, $2 favorite against the Kings.
They are $2 favorites, and I don't know which way this is going to go.
Feels like a lot.
It is a lot.
Feels like a lot. I'm not going to do it because
I love the Oilers, but +1.5
on
the Kings, -130 feels like the side.
Yeah. Gumpy, you read my freaking mind.
Me too,
mind
Gumpy. Mind meld.
Three of the four games in the series have already been one goal games. So I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
Very happy that you pointed that out.
I'm on the Kings 1.5.
I'm going down with the oil though. Oilers 60 minute line.
Come on. Preemptive.
Connor did
fucking switcheroo.
Connor,
I got these guys going to the cup. I can't be fucking going against them.
Sure you can. This could be destined for 7.
I mean, we could both win here. Oilers win by 1 and 60. We're laughing.
Yeah.
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 I don't know. Going back to Stu Skin, I mean, I love Stu Skin, but the pucks just seem to be finding Jackie Campbell last game.
Okay.
Do you guys think that I mushed the Rangers?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
I think it is problematic you haven't been wearing your khakis to show support. Mm-hmm. I think you should start wearing your khakis. Maybe a white button-up, button-down, whatever you want to call it, with a blue vest over top.
I could put that together.
Yeah, we know you
in my closet.
Exactly. So I think you're gonna need to throw that fit on for game day.
Thursday draft, not dressing like a pencil.
Well, you don't have
to. Sorry about it.
Why? You're a Giants fan too. It's fine.
That would be awesome.
Get out of here,
dude. Well, dress like.
Can you just do it for the day and then not do it for the draft?
Yeah, you could do costume change.
You're right. Yeah. All right, fine. Yep. We will be clean shaven, hair slicked back in my best blue vest, white button down, and khakis.
Perfect. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce.
Khakis might not fit. Bruce.
Do you want the Rangers to win or not?
I do.
It for your own team, dude.
I do.
Then do what you need to do. Do what's right, Bruce.
Do what's right, Bruce.
Come on, Bruce.
All right.
Good luck, boys.
Come on, Bruce.
Any
footy tomorrow? Bruce.
Yeah, we got a few matches.
Okay.
Barcelona -145 against Rayo Vallecano, and call me crazy, call me dumb, call me whatever you'd like. Arsenal money line at Man City +460.
Okay.
Does that put them second, or would that make them win the league?
Arsenal?
Yeah.
They're still in first.
Okay. Yeah, then I disagree with you. Because the Gunners are runners.
Wow.
I think they start on top and they finish second. I think Arsenal wins this game and then they still lose the league.
Oh, so that is possible. Then never mind.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to the Hajduk Split youth team for finishing runners up in the Champions League.
Shout out Tottenham for being the classiest organization.
That is a baller move.
Not very often you see intern coaches get fired.
Well, but they also paid for everyone who traveled to the game where they fucking.
Yeah, that's the nicest. That just speaks to the level of like ferocity that they have across the pond. They were just never going to go to a game again.
Guess who's playing this weekend, lad?
Yeah.
Tottenham, Liverpool.
Yeah. I'm going to figure out how to turn off push notifications because those made me pretty upset on Sunday morning.
The Magpies are a good squad.
Yeah, that was nuts, though, dude.
Unbelievable. I didn't know it either until you told me. I was like, holy fuck.
Dude, I'm obviously not watching. I just got the push notifications on. It's just like, ping, yep. Ping, ping, ping. Newcastle scored, Newcastle scored, Newcastle scored. What the hell?
My fucking app was screwed. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, that was a lot. That'll happen, though. That'll happen. Just like gambling will happen. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
You said it, man.
I'll be honest. There's not a high probability chance of me handicapping the Mexico Open.
What?
Because of draft prep and stuff like that.
What sport's the Mexican Open?
Just pick John Rahm.
Oh, okay.
Is Rombo playing in it?
He's defending his championship.
Defending his title, dude.
Okay.
But...
Well, it was weird because he said he had 2 weeks off after that, and the week after that is an elevated. So is he missing that one? His one.
What is the elevated the week after? No, there's 2 weeks. There's the Byron Nelson.
Don't fucking shake your head like that, dude.
Byron Nelson.
There's the Byron Nelson, which if they elevated that, that's wild. They may have.
Let me see. Don't. I mean, I hope I'm wrong. I really hope. You better hope I'm fucking wrong. No, it's the Wells Fargo, and it is fucking a $20 million purse.
Holy shit, Wells Fargo.
Jeez, taking that from the depositors.
So that's why I was surprised when he was talking about it taking 2 weeks off.
I mean, if Rory can just bow out of an elevated because he's sad.
Then well, you're allowed to miss one. You're allowed to miss one. So he's not doing the Wells Fargo, I guess, and then missing the AT&T. And that's the PGA Championship.
Did you know the Aces, Pat Perez's Aces, are leading the LIV Golf?
It's not shocking because Pat Perez is a dog and he knows exactly how many followers everyone on tour has.
That's impressive. Yeah, he's got Coach JB in his corner, so
it's true.
Yeah. That was a lock. We should have been on that preseason.
We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
Grab the
hammer.
Damn.